I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A local news crew in Albuquerque was doing a report on a crime wave. Oh, man.
Breaking Bad, was it?
Crime everywhere, Alex.
Heisenberg.
Well, they got the ultimate piece of evidence of this crime wave last week. As the crews from Albuquerque's NBC affiliate were in downtown getting footage for their crime story, someone stole their news van.
Was it someone from the crime story they were covering?
It was aliens.
The cops tracked it down about a half hour later by using the GPS device that was inside of it. The thief had abandoned it, but he or she damaged all of everything inside, so that's expensive. And now
wow.
The cops are trying to track them down. But how ironic is that? It's like, hey, we're downtown filming. Wait a minute! It's a van.
I'm terrified of Albuquerque. I don't ever want to go there.
Why are you so afraid of Albuquerque?
Because stuff like that, like every story I hear is like a scary crime thing.
But you're afraid of Detroit too. Like Michigan,
I'm afraid
where
of
I'm
Detroit,
from.
But in a different way. Albuquerque, to me, Detroit is more like gangster activity that I'm scared of. And then to me, Albuquerque is like meth head activity. Like, I just feel like Albuquerque is a drug hub, and not only because of Breaking Bad, like it genuinely is. That's why they picked it to film there.
How about Indianapolis?
Indianapolis just...
You don't think there's drugs here?
No, of course there is, but Indianapolis...
We got gangsters listening to the show right now!
Albuquerque and Detroit are both known for being more violent cities than Indy. How are you guys not saying anything? I'm right about this. It's not, like, it's just a fact. It's not even opinion.
I just love it.
What?
Next dummy story.
Your brutal honesty.
A Texas woman attacked her friend with a hot sauce bottle, speaking of brutal honesty, after critiquing her karaoke skills inside a restaurant. The victim went to sit after singing a song when the other woman yelled at her from a few tables away. The angry woman then charged her friend and hit her in the head with a glass bottle of hot sauce. No word on what hot sauce it was.
How about the song she was singing?
I don't know about that either.
Yeah, I bet it was like Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
It's like, sit down. The victim suffered a 1-inch laceration above her left eye and on the left side of her lip. Her friend was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
That was a deadly weapon? I mean, I guess it was really spicy.
Yeah, mild sauce would have been a misdemeanor. Hot sauce is definitely up there. It's a high one. And your final dummy of the day story today. A woman went into Spencer's in a mall in Little Rock, Arkansas last week, and she returned some stuff, and she decided she wanted to use her store credit to get a stripper pole.
Do they sell that?
They
there?
Definitely do.
But what?
Yeah, check this out. But she needed to pay the difference, and since she didn't have the money, she just tried to run out of the store with the pole in her hands. An employee chased her through the mall, and the woman wound up biting the employee on her arm. Then she got away. The cops are trying to track her down. Now, so here's the thing. NYK was right. Spencer sells 5 different stripper poles that cost
what?
Anywhere from $110 for a basic pink pole to $170
Whoa.
For poles with special light effects.
Okay.
That's the one you want.
I'm surprised you don't have a stripper pole at home.
Do we have a Spencer's here? If we did, I know it's in the Castleton Mall, but do we have one there?
If so, I mean, if you look in like the back section or that like weird little pink section, depending on which mall you go
pink.
To, yeah, they have those poles.
Spencer's, Indianapolis, Indiana. Let's see what I can get here right now. Have I got anything?
Okay, here's what I found.
It looks like we do.
Really?
Castleton Square Mall.
There it is.
Dang, hey.
Siri's a stripper?
I'm in love with my Siri stripper. That's what it said. It says 10 miles here. Spencer's Gifts, right?
I told y'all.
I'm surprised you don't have a stripper pole.
Are you?
Yeah,
you actually surprised?
Yeah,
I don't have a stripper pole?
Because stripper poles aren't just necessarily for strippers anymore. It's just like, what do they have now? Like stripper, like aerobics?
Yeah, but I can't
some girls
dance.
I know. Some, well, you learn though. I feel like that's your kind of exercise. I've heard of girls where they learn to exercise and swing on the pole
Growing
and do different
up,
stuff.
My parents put me in 4 different types of dance classes. As a child, I quit every single one of them about halfway through because I sucked so bad and could never get any rhythm or do it. So
what kind of dancing did your parents try to get you to do?
I did jazz, tap, ballet, and I don't know what the other thing was. It was like a mix of all 3.
Definitely not hip-hop.
It wasn't hip-hop, but
you're
it was just...
You're not dancing to the devil's music. Not today, demon!
Contemporary dance. I don't know.
All right, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Wait!
What?
Don't push the button yet!
What?
I gotta do my warm-up voice for the morning.
Well, you should have done that during the song.
Do it. go. Okay, I'm ready.
Did you not take your medicine today?
It's the Joe and Alex show.
Jesus,
who cares about this garbage?
You're on one today, like nonstop.
DeMario did part one of a 3-part interview last night on E! News and told his side of the Bachelor in Paradise scandal he was involved in with Corinne Olympios.
It was stressful for me, mostly for my mother. It's hard to see your mom like cry every single day. It was very difficult. My grandmother and my aunts. My dad, he kept me extremely strong and kept me grounded and humble, but having your mom cry every day, like for something that you know you didn't do.
The woman who accused Hillary Duff's ex-husband Mike Comrie of rape is a high-end prostitute who is upset with him for refusing to front her $1 million for a business venture. Over the weekend, it was announced that the former NHL player will not be charged for the incident, which took place in February. Allegedly, Ryan Seacrest is planning to leave Live with Kelly and Ryan for American Idol. Sources say that Ryan is very close to inking an incredibly lucrative deal to host and executive produce the reboot of the singing show. The sources say that he's not sure if he wants to co-host Live anymore and misses Los Angeles, so he will likely leave when his contract is up.
I was going to say, there's no way he's getting out of it now. Like, hey, I'm here, by the way. New set.
No, he has to finish his contract. Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins have left the hospital and are finally at home after spending several extra days in the hospital. A source says that Beyonce and the babies are doing great, and another source says that the babies looked healthy and are at home. The source said that the mother of three also had a very mellow mood and was calm. Taylor Swift has come out of hiding to wish NBA star Russell Westbrook congrats on being named MVP during the NBA Awards, and she joked that he's the inspiration for the song Shake It Off.
Ah, Russell, it's Taylor. Remember, I was the one who taught you how to play basketball. I was the one who taught you to dribble, to shoot hoops, you know? And I remember the first time you beat me at basketball, and I was very upset, and you said, if you remember correctly, you said, you just have to shake it off. And I got an idea. So essentially, we have each other to thank for these careers, obviously. So that's why I'm a part of your congratulations video, because we go back, 20 years. Actually, we've never met, and that's a fake story, but I wish it were the truth. And you are amazing. You're the MVP. I'm so happy for you. Sending you the biggest hug ever. Congratulations.
Russell replied, who? Who is that?
And this is my favorite garbage story of the day. Northwest got a new puppy. Guess what she's considering naming it? I did some of my own investigation. This was not on our show prep this morning, Joe, so I know you don't know this.
Snoopy?
This is the greatest dog name of all time. Of all time! Baby Jesus. She wants to name the dog Baby Jesus.
Why?
Who knows? She's 4 years old, but Kim is like asking people for their suggestions on what they should name the dog, because she's debating between that and like Pop Pepper or something else. But Baby Jesus is a strong contender.
I think Booty would be a cool dog. Come here, Booty. Get your booty over here. Come here.
Baby Jesus is fantastic.
Drop that booty. Drop it, Booty. No, not drop that booty. Drop it, Booty. All right, this video has been going viral. I've seen it on Facebook, and everybody else has seemed to see it, too. And I don't know. It kind of makes me, want to barf. Alex, what about you?
Yeah, same, and then some.
But then MYK saw a video. He's like, oh.
He's like wife and material, and I'm like, what the actual blank is wrong with you?
He's like, hey, girl, how you doing?
To paint the picture. On our screen right now is probably a, 18, 19-year-old girl.
Good news
hair.
Is, good news, she looks legal.
She looks legal, but she's extremely young. She's got blonde, long hair. She is a baby face. She looks like your typical all-American-looking, chick. Looks like she's from the South. Kind of got a redneck vibe to her.
Oh, for sure, redneck vibe, which there's nothing wrong with that. I kind of find that Southern girl thing really attractive.
And she's holding something in her hand that at first glance, you're like, what exactly is that? She's got her mouth open, eyes closed, or looking down towards the item in her hand, and
here we go. Listen to this.
Pause. She just bit into a dead fish with her teeth, ripped the head off, and spit it into the creek, and is now using a fish hook to Bait the fish. The dead fish, headless body.
Wait, hold on. You assume the fish is dead?
Oh, it could have been alive.
That's how you do it.
Ugh. And she's proud. She just bites into that sucker. Bites in.
Visually, like I'm looking, she's, and I pray to God she's legal. She's wearing some shorts. She's nice and tan. She's got like a tank top, and she leaned over so you kind of see some chest. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And then she's like, she's like, she treated that fish. I think it's a dead fish. Let me see the video one more time.
It could be alive. It could be dead.
Let me see it one more time. Hold on.
I don't know. She's on a boat.
It really could be.
Because it's,
be
it's not moving around at all. It's not moving around at all. Yeah. I feel like a live fish would move around just. Just a little bit.
And that's how you do it.
But here's the thing. Can I just explain to you that in this, like, 10-second video, when she bites into the fish head, the guts are displayed all over her teeth. And at the end when she says, and that's how you do it, and she smiles at the camera, there are fish guts in her teeth!
It looks like she's got, like, a big thing of dip in her mouth, but it's actually just fish guts and poo.
How
look
are
at
you
her. She's
into it?
So happy.
How is that attractive?
That woman is a provider. She will provide for our family.
She's for sure a mama bear.
Yeah, that is an American woman right there.
That just blows my mind that that's attractive to you.
She will bite into a fish with her bare teeth.
Call a mama bear.
This is just wild, guys. It is wild.
I'm sorry. It just looks like the teeth get me. The teeth ruin it for me.
Yeah, that's what makes it so disgusting is that you can see the guts in her teeth. Are we going to put this on RadioNowIndy.com?
Yeah, let's put this on the Joe and Alex show. We'll put the video link up there so you can see this girl just biting the fish heads off and using it as bait. Say, like, here we go, we're going to catch something.
She needs to go on, Running Wild with Bear Grylls or whatever that show is. She needs to be on it. Or Survivor.
You know she drinks her own pee for sure.
She's yeah, totally
look at her teeth.
Survivor.
She's fish grills.
Oh, gross.
Get out of here, dude. You have some interesting taste in women. Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram, Joe and Alex Show. You can let us know what you think. Somebody we just were talking about that fish story a second ago.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said you should be more careful when you're describing what's going on.
Oh, because I said she's looking down with her mouth open and something in her hand.
Yeah. So be careful with that one. 317-239-1009. We've got I can't even say it. Simia? Is that how you say her name?
Samaya.
Samaya. Damn it. I can't talk. Are you laughing at me?
Yes.
Careful. I've been known to hang up on people lately. I got a trigger finger over here. All right.
Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers.
Wow. Okay. Cool. we got you on right now. We need one more person. 317-239-1009. The nickname is simple. The nickname game is simple. I'm going to give Alex a celebrity's name. It could be an athlete, an artist, TV star, movie star. And she's got to give me their nickname. So we'll give them their real name, and then she has to tell me their nickname, like what people call them. Now, Oh, here's the thing, though. Depending if somebody else calls in or not to play against you, do you want to be the Alex? Do you think Alex will be able to get 3 out of 5 right, or do you think she won't be able to?
I think she'll get it.
Okay. So if somebody else calls in, then we'll put them on hold too. And what they will do is that they're hoping that Alex sucks miserably.
And then they could win.
They can win automatically. Yeah. Hey, good morning.
I'm believing in you, Alex.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Turn your radio down. Who's this?
Hi, this is Hope.
Hey, Hope, turn your radio down or I'll hang up on you.
Turn it down.
2? Okay, there we go. Cool. Hope, you're going to hang on the line, and you're going to hope that Alex sucks at this game, okay? So feel free to, like, cheer her along at sucking, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. And, dang it.
Samaya.
That's such a tough name. Why couldn't it be, like, Samantha? I'm sorry. I'm bad at this.
No.
I know. All right.
Samaya sounds like one of those cool names that should have been in The Lion King.
There you go. Call me Samurai.
All right, cool. All right, let's get into this. Alex, are you ready? I'm going to give you a couple of examples, okay? These don't count.
Okay.
But let's do this one. Singer Taylor Swift, give me her nickname.
T-Swizzle.
Correct. I also would have taken Swifty or Tay.
Okay.
I'm pretty open on this one, okay?
Okay.
And MYK, you can kind of be my backup judge if you want to, like just to help out if he wants to be nice to you. But usually my verdict goes on this game, the nickname game.
Okay.
Do you want any more examples? Or you want to get right into it?
No, I want to do this thing.
Okay, here we go. Best out of 5. You got to get 3 out of 5 right to win for Samaya, or you got to get them wrong for Hope. Here we go. WWE wrestler Ric Flair just was here not too long ago.
I don't know anything about him except Woo.
Is that your nickname, Woo?
Yes.
You're going to say his nickname is Rick Woo Flair.
Yes. Okay, but that's still not totally bad for Samaya because how many do I have to get right?
You got to get 3 out of 5. So
all
you
right.
got
3 out of 5.
There you go. Yeah, his nickname, the Nature Boy.
What? Who would know that?
No, who would have gotten?
Oh my! You know how many people are yelling in their cars right now?
None.
You two are idiots.
None are yelling.
She said none.
I guarantee you, a lot of people knew that one. All right, this may not be good right here. This might be bad. What about NBA player Paul George?
I don't know these people.
He's been in the news. You don't read the local news here,
Georgie boy. They all float down here.
I'm in trouble.
NBA player Paul George. Let me help you.
I don't know anything about sports except do the thing, win the points. I barely know.
Do you know?
Could you guess what team he's on?
No.
What if I just said local team?
What?
Who's the player? An NBA player?
NBA player,
is
Paul.
Is that a consolation prize?
Hold on, Alex, you do know what the NBA is, right?
Yeah, baseball. No, I'm kidding. I do know it's basketball.
I'll even give you his number, which is part of his nickname. Paul George, his number is 13.
Joe, I literally know one sports person. It's Eric Decker, and that's only because he's hot. I don't know anyone else, so you're going to have to buzz me.
Your final answer?
Is nothing. I don't know.
Guess one.
Simba.
Did you say Simba? No. I would have accepted PG-13, PG Young Trees, and King George.
Yeah, no one would have guessed that. Sorry.
Yes, they would have.
No one knows him. What team?
He's on the Pacers.
Oh,
Alex.
God. That team. Nobody. Never heard of him.
Oh, my goodness.
Joan Alex Show. You can tweet us. Joan Alex Show. Yeah, she's like, well, I picked the wrong one today.
Keep going. I still have a chance.
All right.
You should know by now. I don't know anything about sports.
Good vibes. Good vibes. Good vibes. Okay. You got this.
Look at you. You're so cute. All right. What about this one? Beyonce. Can you give me a nickname for Beyonce?
Queen Bey. Queen B. Queen Bey.
Give me an answer.
Either one. B-E-Y. It depends on how people say it.
Okay. Yes. I would have taken Queen B. I would have taken Queen Bey. Bey, Juju, Sasha Fierce.
Juju.
Yay!
Who's calling her Juju?
I'm just telling you what I found out. I found it online.
Isn't that what Honey Boo Boo drinks to get hyped up at her pageants?
Juju,
Alex,
on that beat.
You're 1 for 3. You got to get these next two right.
Okay.
For Samaya to win. Otherwise, Hope's going to win. Okay. Let's see here. Trying to figure out what we can do here.
Be nice.
Hold on. What about... You like serial killers, don't you?
Yeah, I love serial killers.
Hey, quiet in the background. Quiet in the background. You like serial killers?
Yes.
All right. Serial killer Ted Bundy. What was his nickname?
The Cannibal. The Milwaukee Cannibal.
I want you to check this for me. I'm going to care real quick. So your final answer.
No, that's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Your final answer.
No, I'm getting confused. Wait, it's not my final answer.
I need a final answer for the serial killer Ted Bundy.
The Milwaukee Cannibal is Jeffrey Dahmer. Ted Bundy is he's a clown. I don't know. The clown.
Three.
No.
Two. One. Final answer is.
Yeah, what is it? The clown. I don't know. Dang it.
No, it is not the clown. It is the lady killer. All right, Samaya, you get nothing.
I'm sorry.
You lose. I'm sorry. All right.
It's all right.
Hope,
good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hang on the line, Hope, and we will hook you up with that.
Oh, my bunghole's tingling. Can you give me the other ones just for fun?
Yeah. I thought you would get that one because you're obsessed with serial killers.
I know. I'm disappointed in myself.
Speaking of killers, NFL player O.J. Simpson, what was he called back in the day?
The Juice.
Look at that. Wow, Alex.
I only know that because of the Kardashians, let's be real.
Okay.
That's true, yeah. The link of the Kardashians, yeah. She knows that.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
Mother Monster.
The garbage.
Whoops, wrong button. Hold on. Yes, that's right.
Well, see, why did you do that to Samaya? I liked her.
It's not my fault, Alex. I gave you ones that you should have been able to get.
This is horse crap.
Okay, hold on. What about a mobster? Like back in the day, a mobster, a gangster? Al Capone. What did they call him?
Never heard of him. I'm just kidding. I have, but I don't know his nickname. The Capone. The Coyote. Doesn't he have white hair? He was kind of hot, I think. If I'm thinking of the right guy. Who's the guy that had the white hair?
The guy with the white hair.
Yeah. You think Al Capone was hot?
Fun fact.
Scarface. It was Scarface.
Ah, who knows? Listen, there was a guy, a real gangster, like a mobster, that like knew the Godfather or whatever. All those people. All those like...
Which people?
the gangster people, they're famous. He would call into our show in Louisville when I used to live there, and he would talk to us about all his gang activity and like putting people's heads inside of their chest cavities and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Can we get a drop when Alex, it'll be like a time thing, like a daydream? Like, it's like, and now Alex talks about her old morning show.
Here's Al Capone. Do you think he's hot?
No, this isn't the right guy. Somebody knows what I'm talking about.
What about Chris Brown? What's his nickname?
Oh my gosh, Anna, get a grip.
What did Anna
say? I understand
say?
Not knowing the WWE wrestler, but PG-13, this is Indianapolis. Listen, I just moved here 6 months ago and I don't know anything about sports.
Hey. We've been on the air like eight months.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. Listen, what I'm telling you is I'm not into sports. I've never been to a professional game in my life of any capacity at all. So it's not that I don't know just indie stuff. I don't know any stuff. A couple months ago, I thought that, a goal post in football, I thought that was called a U on a stick. So don't come for me, Anna lovers. Don't come for me on Twitter. I don't want to hear it. I am not your sports authority.
No, but you came at her, though, acting like nobody knows, though.
Just I was kidding,
just because you don't know doesn't mean nobody else knows.
I was joking.
I think you were being serious.
It's called a joke.
I think you were being
serious. Unclench your butt cheeks, Anna.
Well, I'd be careful. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah. Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and my wife and I, Lindsay, we're going to have to make a decision soon, kind of a big financial thing. My car has 207,000 miles on it, and I'm proud of her, but eventually it's like becoming a money pit. We're like, okay, we're going to have to get like a used car of some sort.
You're long overdue.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the car since I just got out of high school, and I'm all about, driving that thing. We're trying to pay off all the student loans and college debt, that's why it's like, we don't need a new car. We'll just ride this used one out, and I'm going to try to trade it in or something. So if you can recommend a place too, Joe and Alex, you'll hit us up on Twitter. I don't want to talk about actual car deals and stuff right now, but I'm wondering, this is a big decision, guys. Eventually, maybe we'll have kids in a couple of years.
Like, is it better to have a beater that's paid off or to get a newer car?
I definitely am leaning towards a beater like I kind of currently have, but I'm wondering, or at least a used one, not brand new, but like, Alex, seriously, be honest, don't be all judgy.
Okay.
What about a minivan? Because if I have
kids,
yeah. Could you see me in a minivan? How cool would I be in a minivan?
I could see you in a minivan. I want an SUV whenever I have kids one day.
That'd be pretty dope, too, to actually have like an SUV. I think that'd be pretty sweet. But I'm just wondering, 317-239-1009. We're getting ready for this next purchase. I don't want to spend more than probably $3,000 to $5,000 on it if I can, plus like what the trade-in value of my car.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So I'm wondering,
what is the trade-in? Yeah, do you have a trade-in value? Is it like $200?
Well, when they say, push towed or whatever. No, I think my car, it's an 06 Saturn Ion with like 207,000 miles on it. So I would assume that it's only worth like $500 or $1,000. It's not worth a lot. It looks decent. It's just an older car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when they do those things, we're like, hey, we'll give you $3,000 towards your trade-in. I'm like, sign me up. So that's I'm waiting for those like commercials to come on, and then I'm going to go do that. What kind of car do you guys think I should get? Like, I'm thinking the minivan.
Well, but you guys are not having kids right now, so I think you need to go with something that's normal, that's going to last forever, like a Honda Civic. Those are nice when they're new or newer, you know what I mean? Something like that is going to last forever. They're great cars.
You don't think he should step it up and get like a some sort of SUV or maybe a truck?
I don't know.
That,
I can't see you
that
in a
stuff
truck.
Sounds, yeah. Oh, I'd love a truck. Are you kidding me? I'm a truck man.
I'd like you to get something that's good.
I would
snow,
get truck nuts on there too,
so that you could get me if I'm ever scared to drive in the snow in the mornings.
All right, well, that's the suggestions they're kind of giving me, and I appreciate it, especially coming from the guy that, surprised you didn't say Uber on there. Like, you should just get an Uber, Joe. 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. All right, let's see. This looks like we've got on the phone. Is it Hadley?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I just wanted to call in about your car. okay, first of all, I just wanted to let you know that I think it's kind of gross, actually, that you drive a used car, first of all. And second of all, the fact that it has that many miles on it, like, I'm appalled right now. Like, you seem like you have a decent job, but seriously, like, Are you poor or something? I feel like your wife would be so embarrassed.
No,
besides that.
Wow, okay. Not exactly the advice I was looking for. No, I'm not poor. This job is actually the best job I've ever had in my career. It's just I'm trying to, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you heard it, I'm trying to pay off student loans, and I'm just, I don't know, I just don't like spending a lot of money on a car because it depreciates.
I'm sorry, Hadley, did you just say that you're poor if you drive a used car?
No, she didn't. Did you say that?
I mean, the way that you were describing it, yeah. I mean, look, from just listening, it sounds kind of like you're the person who, like, I don't know, would wear 4 shirts and, like, just wash them and then rewear them or whatever. It just all sounds kind of gross to me. I don't know.
What? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. Hadley, you're a bucket of turds. Like, you just sound like something very not nice that I'm not going to say on the air, but you sound like a really awful person. Like, did you just say that it would gross you out to know that, like, we rewear the same clothes, that we wash them and wear them again? That's like every single American ever. What?
Yeah, what makes you so rich and so great?
There's germs all over. Like, I don't know. I just think it's gross, like, going into a place, you don't know where other people have been. The same thing with a car. You don't know where that's been and all. And then what? You're just going to bring your wife and kids maybe or whatever in there? I think it's disgusting.
So you don't wash your clothes. I want to go back to the clothes thing.
Yeah, hold
You don't
up.
Wash your clothes and rewear them or what? What is so hoity-toity about you?
No, I will wear something and then I'll just like something new.
You wear all of your clothes one time because it grosses you out to wash your clothes and rewear them.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. Like,
okay, I'm looking.
I try to stay on top of it. I try to stay clean and all. So, you know, I'll wear my shirt and then I'll just go get a new one or something. Like, I don't see the big deal.
Well, what kind of job are you that you got? You're pulling down that kind of money. Like, what are you doing to not have to wear clothing again and all this stuff?
That's the first thing that you're wrong with. First of all, also, I think that having a job is, like, probably the biggest turnoff for me. you're laughing, but I'm serious. Like, I would not want to, like, subject myself to that boredom, and I wouldn't want to hang out with people who think that, you know, that's normal.
It is normal to have a job, Hadley. You are like the worst. You are actually the worst human being I've ever not had the pleasure of talking to, but just talked to in general. You're like the worst.
No. Okay, I don't appreciate you like yelling at me and all. Look, here's the thing. Wouldn't you so much rather like live your life, go out, do things like go to brunch, take vacations and stuff, than sit in an office or something somewhere?
Okay, but how are you getting income? How are you paying bills and having money to buy new shirts because you don't want to wash your clothes?
I'm a trust fund baby, so kiss my ass. I don't care. Like, sorry about it. That's not my problem, though.
Oh, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wish I was a trust fund baby. I don't think I'd be like a bitch like you are.
Joe, how are you being nice to her? She is really insulting you, saying that you're poor because you drive a used car, that you're gross because you don't throw your clothes away after washing them or wearing them one time.
I feel a little insecure about my car sometimes, but that's because other people kind of judge. But I, come
how
on.
Are you not
but
lighting
I,
into
I,
her?
I know for a,
okay.
I know for a fact that you're crazy, Hadley. Like, what you're saying isn't the norm, and you're in your own little fantasy island or world right now.
Well, you guys can, like, think that and, like, call me a bitch or whatever, but, like, I'm just saying what other people are thinking.
No one else is thinking that, Hadley. Absolutely no one listening. All of our listeners, majority of them, probably do drive a used car, and they definitely wash their clothes and don't throw them away and get new ones. Sorry, but you're completely out of touch. You're rude, and I don't appreciate you talking to Joe that way, personally.
Yeah, Alex can talk to me that way, but you sure as hell can.
That's right. I can make fun of his car, but not you.
MYK.
Yeah.
Do these people all want to talk to her that are calling in?
Yes, the phones are blowing up right now.
Hey, Hadley. Would you mind hanging on for a song?
Yeah, I'll hang on.
Okay, I mean, not like you're doing anything else. hang on. Okay, we started out this conversation, if you're just joining the Joe and Alex show, about I want to get like a newer car to me. It'd be something used, but my car's got 207,000 miles, and I was like, do I get a minivan? Like, what do I get here, a truck? And then Hadley called us this morning. And pretty much, what did she say, Alex? She says that I'm gross.
She says
poor.
That you're gross and poor for driving a used car, that people who work are gross and poor.
My
and
wife's that she's probably embarrassed.
Yeah, your wife is embarrassed to be seen with you because you wear the same clothes over and over again. You don't throw them away after wearing them once. Basically, just insulting everyone in middle America.
Hadley, did we miss anything?
No, that sounds about right.
Wow.
Jesus.
All right. Hate her, but I love her at the same time, only because I cannot wait to see what our listeners are going to just say to her, because wow.
317-239-1009. We'll get to some social media in just 1 second. That's Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. Let's start out with Sarah. Sarah, you're on the phone with Hadley and the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh my God, Hadley, you sound really stupid. But seriously, yeah, why don't you take some of your trust fund money and buy Joe a new car if it's that big of a deal to you? Because you sound like a major bitch. Okay. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. What are you going to do? Tell me about my used car and my leggings and my, oh my God, I buy stuff from Old Navy. And
okay,
it's not
let's
like,
let, you know. let Hadley talk. Hadley?
That was Hadley.
Oh, that was Hadley? I can't tell. They both sound the same.
It's a perfect imitation.
No. Do not even say that I sound like that. First of all, that is...
Oh, my God.
Ever. No, stop talking. I do not sound like that. I look, here's the thing. I'm smart. I know I'm smart. But I like to spend a little money. So sue me.
You sound really
care.
Stupid.
I'm done with that.
Oh, my God. I know. It retarded.
Hey, Sarah, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Anthony. Anthony, what did you want to say to Hadley this morning?
Well, I just wanted to let her know that, Joe, you're doing, hey, it's great that you've had your car all that time. I've had a car since high school, and I still have it, and it runs great. I take care of it. That's not the issue. The issue is you just need something to get your family around. And like I was just thinking about her, I've busted my hind end since I was 16, and I'm 50 now. So, I definitely, she's the most horrible person I've ever heard on the radio.
Yep. Pretty much sums it up.
Hey, Anthony, thank you for calling in this morning. I mean, that's a pretty big claim right there, Hadley, just so you know, people are really not feeling what you're saying this morning. Let's see what they're saying on social media.
I can't keep up with what they're saying on social media. Karen, this Hadley girl is ate up. Ha, ha, ha. I can't. Lindsay, Joe, don't listen to this girl. You're living the dream, working laundry, used cars, all normal parts of life. Hannah, LOL, this isn't real life, is it? Does she drive a new car every time she leaves the house? Hashtag used cars for life. Amber, that girl is a new level of crazy and gross. Love me some Joe and Alex, too. Brooklyn said, this Hadley girl needs a reality check. LMAO, hashtag spoiled brat. It's called being financially smart and a humble person.
Hadley, like, how long on average do you have a car?
Well, can I just point something out really fast? The fact that I'm getting all of this attention right now. Like, don't you think that says something? Like, I'm probably right. People probably want to, like, get to know me a little more or whatever. Like, they wouldn't be writing about me or calling in about me if, like, what I was saying wasn't true or, like, resonated with them at all.
But I don't think they're agreeing with you, though. I think you'd have a point like, oh, my gosh, look, they're all agreeing with me, Joe. You're poor and disgusting because you have a used car and you wash
yeah,
your clothing.
But they're still spending their time and energy talking about me. I mean, I think that for me, I think it's actually kind of cool.
Hey, Brian, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, Brian?
Well, Hadley, let me start off. And I'm a former combat vet. I spent time a year in Iraq, and my uniform would take a week to wash and get back. So we were kind of stuck having to wear our military uniform for 2 or 3 days at times. So, yes, we would build up salt stains on them, but guess what? It was our job. I did not grow up with a golden spoon in my mouth. I grew up learning the value of a dollar. I bought my own vehicle. I had to work, excuse my language, my ass off to get what I have to this day. People like you, I cannot stand being around. I don't know where you got your methodology from and your life learning from, but it is wrong. We do work for our money. We do work our asses off to get what we have in life. We do what we need to do to survive. We don't run around saying, this shirt ain't right for me or this pants is not right for me. Throw it away or give it to Goodwill and go buy a new one. Oh, would I love to live that life? You better believe it. Anybody would. But guess what? It's the cards that were dealt to us, and we have to live our life the way we can, the best way we can, not with a golden spoon in our mouth.
Right. Yep. Well said.
Hey, thank you, Brian.
Preach. Thank you for your service.
It's kind of, thank you. It's kind of interesting, Hadley. You're not really saying much.
Yeah, it sounds like he silenced Hadley.
I'm not going to say anything about that. I don't want to. Look, I appreciate your service and all, but, like, I just think that, you know, I've lived this way my whole life. I really don't see it changing anytime soon.
All right. Do you have a boyfriend? Do you plan on getting married ever? I mean, what's the deal with you?
I mean, like, yeah, I'll get married at some point, but, like, I'm still young. I'm still kind of playing the field and everything. Like, I'm not rushing into anything.
I just can't imagine a guy getting to know your personality and your character and who you are and wanting anything to do with you. I just can't imagine.
You would be surprised.
Oh, brother.
All right, Hadley, hang on. I got a few more calls that I would like to have them get a chance to speak with you. All right, we'll do a few more calls here. I mean, I usually don't like to do negative crap, but I almost find this laughable. That's why I want this to continue. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Hadley called in when we were doing a different conversation, talking about how I'm going to try to get like a newer used car, maybe get a loan for like $3,000 to $5,000, then turn in my used car because it's got 207,000 miles. She proceeds to say, "Ugh, gross. Used cars are disgusting." And then she's like, "You're probably the same people that like wears clothing multiple times," which I do. Yeah, I wash my shirts, then I wear them again.
Like everyone else.
Like everybody else. I don't just buy new clothing.
Cynthia is, everybody is just roasting her on social media. Radio Now, 100.9 on Facebook. You can also get into our comments on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Cynthia said, "Hadley Trust Fund will run out soon." Jason said, "This woman is absolutely insane. My car has 256,000 miles on it. I hate her." Rachel said, "Oh my God, this girl needs a reality check. No one agrees with you, Hadley. Grow up and be an adult," in all capital letters.
Sorry, Hadley. Nobody agrees with you.
Oh, yeah, they do. They just don't want to.
I would be amazed if one person gets through the phones that do. Bridget, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, Bridget?
Okay. So, Hadley, I'm sorry, but you're what's wrong with America. You are the reason why America is the way that it is today. You are a horrible person. If you do not work, then how are you supposed to make your money? You want your 50-year-old sugar daddy to get it for you? That's disgusting. You're disgusting. I can tell you right now that, I mean, just by your voice, just by the way that you talk, even if you're gorgeous on the outside, you have a horrible inside, and I doubt anyone can stand you.
Ooh.
Okay, wow. You're wrong on, first of all levels. Why would I need to work in the first place if I have my money already built up? I have people to take care of me. I, you know, take care of myself. I have the money. So, like, why would I spend my time doing something that I don't want to do? You know,
it doesn't matter whether you work or not. What matters is that you have a good heart and you accept people for who they are and what they do. Just because you get to sit around on your ass all day and not work doesn't mean that the rest of everyone else needs to do that. People have to work. You know, Brian, the veteran that called in, said it perfectly. Everyone has to work. Everyone has certain circumstances. By the way, thank you for your service, which I'm sure you don't respect that either. Another thing that's wrong with America.
Okay, I said that, first of all. And then second of all, this is like everybody's option to go and work and whatever. That's your choice. So, like, if you choose to do that, then it's your problem, and it's not my problem. So that's all
okay.
I have to say.
Hey,
all right.
Bridget, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to us. Is this Merrick? Did I get that right, Merrick?
Yeah.
Hey, what did you want to say to Hadley on the Joe and Alex Show?
I just want to say you're a sorry little and
hey, I'll let you continue, but you can't say that anymore.
No, you cannot say that.
You
on the
can't
radio.
Say that word.
God, let's just not.
I'm just gonna move on.
We got the sentiment of what you were trying to say, but that is the first time that has happened to me in my radio
That's
career.
That's something you never ever call somebody. David, please.
No swearing,
David. There's children that listen to the show. Please, don't swear. What did you want to say to Hadley?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, Joe, you know, I've been, you know, a supporter of you guys a couple weeks after you got into the transition and, you know, whatnot. I just want to say, you know, keep doing what you do.
Thank you.
You do a good job. Both, all three of you guys, you know, it's pretty, you know, pretty nice to listen to you guys on my way to, you know, work this morning every morning.
Thank you.
Now, as far as sadly, I was married to one of these. I can guarantee you she lives in three places, either Carmel, Avon, or Dyke. Okay. She got to feel bad for her because the thing is, she can't help it what her parents have mentally
screwed her up with.
Hey, David, man, I'm gonna let you go just because your phone's dropping out right there. It sounds like it's cutting off. But
yeah, he's saying she probably lived. He said, I think Carmel, Avon, or Zionsville or something like that. And like,
or Geist, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, let's see here. We can get one more person on the phone right now. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, you're probably the last person on talking to Hadley this morning on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, good morning.
I just want to say that while Hadley's behavior and words are very hurtful and ugly, I'm not saying that she is because we don't know her whole story. We should show her respect and how humble and proud we are of who we are because we're contributing members of society. And we should actually kind of pray for her and feel bad because somebody has done her a huge disservice. I'm not saying, you know, it's the village that raised her, her parents, her grandparents, her great family friends. Like, it's saddening to me that this is an adult in today's society.
Right.
Somebody has missed the boat on teaching her how to be a human being.
Look, you sound really nice, and I really appreciate that, but, like, I don't need a sympathy card or anything like that. Like, I think I'm doing
well, you may not realize it now, but some point in life, I hope you have a humbling moment where you realize you do need our sympathy.
Somebody tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show and said, when I see people like Hadley at Walmart, I ask them to get me something off the top shelf to humble them.
Hey, Sarah?
Yes.
Would you like to lead us in a prayer real quick? Here, we can just pray for her real quick.
I mean, I'm not even a huge prayer, but I'm just saying she needs it.
She needs a come to Jesus moment. Thank you, Sarah.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in.
Hadley, somebody on Instagram said, is this Corinne from last season of The Bachelor? Someone get her nanny to get the spoiled brat under control. Her parents have failed horribly at raising a decent human. Good luck in life.
Hadley, I think somewhere deep down inside of you, there is a good person. I just don't think we got to that person today. I appreciate you listening to the Joe and Alex show. To be honest, I'm surprised you listened to this show. Out of all the shows that are here.
Well, like I said, you guys, you don't know me, so I don't know. You're just judging on one thing, but like I'm just giving my input, which is what everybody else I know is thinking and just too scared to say, so I'm here to say it for them.
Okay.
So, all Joe, right. Did you slay your opinion? Are you going to get that used car now?
I don't know. I got to find me a Hadley to pay for everything, then
yeah,
I'll be okay.
Apparently. So. Wow, that was fun. Guys, my blood is boiling. My heart is beating like a million times per minute because I was so irate there for a minute. So angry, but, you know, whatever. Sometimes you can't plan these kinds of things, and when they happen, you just got to roll with the punches. So, Joe, I'm sorry you had to deal with that. I disagree with Hadley.
Hey, thank you so much, everybody that called in this morning. Also, social media, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
I know I'm a married man, and I'm devoted to my wife. Like, I understand that. Like, for that time on forward after I say I do and take her hand in marriage, like, she's the number one person. But I'm really struggling today for Joe Wants to Know between what my wife wants and an obligation I feel to my mom. 317-239-1009. I'm having surgery on Thursday. I'm getting a hip surgery. I'm a young dude, but I actually have to have a total hip replacement because I can barely walk anymore. Have you ever seen me waddling around when we do stuff at like the Marion County Fair? You're like, is he got like a gangster limp? What is that?
No.
I have a really bad hip and I have to get it replaced. So they're going to go in there, saw bone up and make me a new man. So it'll be kind of cool and I'll be better afterwards and I can't wait for that. But it is kind of a big surgery. It's not like open heart surgery, but it's a significant surgery. And my mom wants to come from Ohio to be here and just be supportive. Now my wife's
nice.
My wife's like, you know, that's great, but I don't think your mom needs to come for that. It's not like you're having open heart surgery or something. You're going to go in. They'll do the procedure on Thursday. I should be out of the hospital probably Friday afternoon, and I'll have a little bit of recovery time at home for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they get you up walking usually the same day. That's how amazing and quick it is. It's just, I don't know what to do. I know my mom, ever since my brother and I like moved out, she's got the empty nest syndrome, and maybe you know this too if your parents are kind of in that spot where you're no longer at home. And I love my mom. It's just sometimes it's hard dealing with her and my family when I go visit them because they've got like four or five birds. They've got like four or five dogs. Like, she needs love, like something to take care of. And
Holy crap.
Get that. But when I'm there at my mom's house, it's so overwhelming because it's like, it makes me angry. Like, I can't stay a long time. But I love my mom. God, I love my mom. She's an amazing woman. I wouldn't trade her for anybody. She's done so much and sacrificed so much for me and my brother.
So what is Lindsay saying
My wife's like, well, you don't even like going there to stay for a long time because it gets you upset. I'm like, I know, Lindsay, but my mom coming to visit, I'm almost doing it because she invited herself, like, hey, do you know, I can come up there. And I have no problem if my mom comes up like Wednesday before, you know, Wednesday night, we go into surgery Thursday morning, and then maybe stay till Saturday or Sunday. But even last night, my wife's like, how late can your mom get here Wednesday? Because she wants to get the house clean too. I get that. Like, you always have mother-in-laws, but I don't.
Do they not get along? Or
no,
she
they
just
do.
Like, after a period of time, she starts kind of getting on Lindsay's nerves. So she's like, how long does she have to be here?
I think it's just it wears on somebody. I mean, like, I love my mother-in-law too, but I think she can wear on me too in a different way. And she's a great woman too. It's just,
so what is the question? Like, should your mom come at all, or should she have to get a hotel room, or what?
I guess kind of all that. Like, what should I do? Like, as of now, my mom's staying in our spare bedroom. We got a bed in there. And I told my mom, I'm like, hey, you know, why don't you stay till like, you know, Saturday or Sunday? But my wife, almost like a hotel person, she's like, so your mom's leaving Saturday, right?
Check out. Is that
that's
noon?
What I'm saying. It's like, do I have to like charge my mom an extra day fee if she stays past then? Like, in reality, only need my mom for a couple of days, because once I'm home, I'll be slow moving around, but I'll should be able to even walk, you know, with some assistance. So I'm just wondering, do I kind of go with what my wife wishes are? And I hate talking about this because I'm making my wife sound like a bitch, and she's not. I get where she's coming from, but also as the son with my mom,
it's
I feel
caught in between the two.
I feel
women
so
you
bad telling my mom as if like, hey, I don't need you, because
right.
My mom is normally not the person like that always attaches to the hip. She's not a helicopter parent. 317-239-1009. Joe wants to know, should I have my mom come and do all this stuff, or should I kind of do what my wife's thinking and just saying, hey, maybe you don't need to come for this, or maybe just have her there for like the day of the surgery and then she goes home. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. I mean, maybe you've had to go through something like this.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
I'm having surgery on Thursday. I'm going to get my hip replaced. Sound like an old man here, right? Only 31.
Hey, I'm Joe.
Help
me. My hip replaced, and I remember NAMM.
You sound kind of old for going to NAMM, but okay. Thank you for your service.
NAMM.
317-239-1009. Should I have my mom come? My wife's like, does your mom really have to come for this? Like, and my mom, I think, is going to stay like Wednesday through Sunday. And that's just a long time. And wondering, like, who do I go with, my wife or my mom? What are people saying, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram?
Amanda says, if your mom wants to come, let her come. Our parents are only here to love us and take care of us, and they aren't here forever. Sad face. Shayla said, if your wife is working, yeah, mama should come, but no more than 5 days. Let's get real. We love our parents, but moved out for a reason. I think both of those are great
for
advice.
Sure. And it's like, I married my wife. I didn't marry my mom. I totally get that. But I feel like a terrible son if I don't let my mom come and be motherly. Sandra, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Hey, Joe. I didn't know if you all had kids or not, but your producer said, yes, no, you do not have kids.
No, just we just have two pups.
Big dogs.
Two dogs.
So, you know, you are always going to be her little baby, no matter what. So, and like the other callers and comments, life's short. You're not going to have your mom for very long. I say have her there.
Yeah,
for
a lot
sure.
of people are saying that. Kim wrote on Facebook, from experience, life is too short and one day you will wish your mother was there. I say let her do what makes her feel needed. It's 1 week out of your life that you will be glad you had one day. Good luck. Kim, though, says he would be wise to tell his mom he doesn't need her to come and stay in a nice way.
Sandra, thank you for calling in. Let's talk to Kelly on the Joe and Alex Show. Kelly, what do you think?
I think you should let your mom come. And instead of thinking of her like she's coming in and she's intruding, let her help you. Let her help you. Let her help your wife. She can cook. She can clean. She can make life easier for you guys just to be another person there.
Yeah.
Somebody to listen, to talk to help.
Is your mom a good cook, Joe?
You know what? My mom, she can make some meals. My mom, like, honestly was a nurse when she worked for like 30 years. So she worked like all the time. We survived pretty much off of like fast food and frozen meals. So if my mom will order some takeout, like some Chinese, like, please, that would be a big help.
Your mom was a nurse?
Yeah, my mom was a nurse for 30 years.
Then I say you definitely have her come. That way Lindsay doesn't have to change your bedpan.
Ew. I don't have a bed. I'm going to be able to poop on my own.
You're going to have to wear a diaper?
No, I'm not going to have to wear a diaper.
She could change your diaper again.
No, I'm not going to have to do that.
Powder the bottom. We don't want any chafing.
My mom's not lifting any of that stuff. Kathy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Don't listen to these guys. What do you want to say?
I think you should let your mom come. Your mom is the only one that knows you inside and out. She knows that you like the peanut butter on top of the bun, not on the bottom bun.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to take care of you with no doubt in my mind that she will be there for every second. And Lindsay just needs to step back, because that's
Oh man, I wanted your other caller said exactly what I wanted to say. There's nothing like your mom, and if you are you the firstborn son?
Of course, I'm the best.
Yes, well, your mom will move mountains for you. There's no bond stronger than the firstborn son.
Is this normal, by the way? Because, like I said, I don't want to make my wife sound like she's a bitch, because she's not. And I get where she's coming from, because when I'm around my mother-in-law too much and I love her, I can get annoyed, or I'm like, oh, my God.
I think it's normal for a wife
listen,
to
I am an
get
empty,
on
I am an empty nester, and my kids come and see me, and I'm done with them in 3 days. I'm good. I love you. Now go away. There was a reason why you moved out. Go away. But it's the same thing for your mom. Your mom will come visit you. She will take care of you. And you're not going to be up and moving like you think you are. A new hip, I've had a lot of clients with new hips. And you are going to be in severe pain. So
something to look forward to, Joe.
Well, Kathy, I should have ended that call early.
I'm sorry, bud, but you are not going to be moving like you want to be moving. And your mom is going to be there. You're going to need one on each side to even get to the bathroom.
Ooh, wait, so Joe, what kind of drugs are you going to get on?
Miley and Percocet, I think.
And you're going to be on that?
No, I'm kidding.
Percocet. Molly Percocet.
For a while after your surgery's done?
They're going to give me Vicodin. I'm going to try to wean myself off, though, within like 5 to 7 days. I don't want to be on drugs for a long time.
So yeah. We talk about drugs?
God, you scared the crap out of me.
He mentions drugs for 5 seconds and Buster comes walking in here.
Literally, pee just escaped a little bit.
Alex, you're like an old woman, though, that gave birth 5 times.
But
you can barely control your bladder.
Maybe Joe's mom needs to come and change Alex's diaper.
Can we switch to just one chick right now and talk about The Bachelorette? Not that I ever want to do that, but...
Well, we have a two-night show this week.
Is it like a final then? Or
no, it's just because we had to skip a week because of some basketball something.
The NBA Finals.
Yeah, that thing.
That thing.
So, last night we had part one, and then tonight is part two, so we'll have another recap tomorrow at this time for tonight's episode. But last night, I've just got two of the biggest things, or in my opinion, the funniest or biggest things. One, we'll start with serious, we'll end on the funny. The serious is Brian... ended up admitting that he's falling in love with Rachel.
I never want to leave a situation without you knowing where I stand. So I just wanted to let you know that, you know, with everything that we've gone through so far, I'm truly falling in love with you.
Oh!
And
Brian! Yes!
I can't even let you know how excited I am to let those words out of my mouth, because that's very, that's very hard.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
very,
let him out.
You know, something that doesn't happen often, but I just never want you to not know where I stand.
Yeah, take your shirt off, please.
I just want to let you know that, and I really wish that at the end of this, it's going to be me.
Oh, and then they make out, and he shoves his tongue all over. Oh, yeah. So, Brian professed his love, and then my other favorite part was Kenny calling Lee a little bitch.
What's a little bitch?
You'd be a stain on that couch.
So you threaten me again?
What you gonna do? And all that was just me insulting you as a man. If you want to cry to Rachel next time you see her about how aggressive Kenny is. Guess what? I'll whisper it. Lee, you're a bitch. Okay. Whisper, whisper, whisper. There's no aggression in that, Lee. You're a bitch. I'll in your cowboy boots. You're a bitch. Can we get out of here now?
Wow.
What's that
was
bitch?
Epic. Now, here's the thing. So I can't tell you who went home on the 2-on-1 because we only saw half of it. And then the whatever the outcome of that is going to air tonight. So tomorrow I will get to tell you who went home on the 2-on-1 date between him and Lee. Right now we don't know. But my favorite part of the 2-on-1 was Kenny keeps calling Lee a snake. And so when they were putting together this episode, every time he says he's a snake, they go to B-roll footage of a snake in the grass. And I lost my mind last night. I was laughing so hard. So there's that. And also Dean is still the hottest. Thanks.
You think so?
Duh.
You're still going to apply if he goes on next season?
Guys, I don't know. I'm really, really freaking out. A bunch of people were tweeting me, and they were telling me that they want me to go out for The Bachelor next season. And, like, I want to, and if it's Dean, I really want to, but there's so many variables to this.
Like the show?
No, that's not a variable. No, the
true love
are,
is the variable.
The variables aren't. I know I'm going to get roasted on that show if I go on, because I was roasted on the dating show that I was on. I mean, I was the most loved, but I was also the most hated and the most well-known out of all the cast. So, I mean, that worked out for me. But a lot of people didn't like me either. So I have that, and I feel like on an even bigger platform for The Bachelor, I will get absolutely skewered on that show because of my personality and my views and whatever else you want to say. And the other thing is, I'm also terrified that it won't be Dean, because they don't really tell you. Like, you get casted, so I could end up on there with somebody I'm not even into, and then I'm just screwed.
I feel like you would last one episode, like the first night or two, like when they like meet everybody, and you would do something really weird that like everybody would make fun of you, like you're the shark girl.
Well, and everyone knows that I'm like a hopeless romantic and I'm desperately like looking to find the one and all of this stuff. But what happens if you've been on a reality show before you go on The Bachelor, then the public finds out about it and then they roast you in the comment sections on everything and stuff, because they're like, is she really here for love, or she just want to be on TV because she was on a show before? So that would also happen to me. So I'm like, I don't want to deal with all that stuff. So I'm really like, I don't know what I should do. You can tweet me and tell me what you think. You can find my Twitter through our Joan Alex Show Twitter, at Joan Alex Show.
Alex, I think you should apply anyway, and hopefully it's Chad Johnson next season.
Dude, yeah, I feel like you
Chad loves me.
I feel like you and Chad would be a good couple.
Chad and
he's
I
the
snap.
Crazy one, right?
Listen, Ashley I said this the other day, and I'm
Who?
Going to Ashley I Canetti. She's somebody in Bachelor Nation.
You got to realize that not everybody knows about Bachelor.
No, everybody that is listening to this break right now, it's because they love everything Bachelor Nation and they do know who Ashley I is.
There may not be that many people though right now.
The point is, Ashley I said she could only hope to be treated by a man as well as Chad treats his dog Pumpkin, and I would second that. So any woman that dates Chad is going to be a lucky woman if he treats them as well as he does his dog Pumpkin.
What's the cutoff age to get on The Bachelor?
Like how old, like the oldest?
Like you, like how old can you be when you're still on that show?
I think Brian is like 37 or 38.
Oh God. So are you going to try to go on like a dating show till then? Like, would you consider going on for like the next 10 or 15 years?
That's the thing. I went through like having emotional breakdowns when Coupled was airing because of all the mean stuff that was happening. Like, it was really hard to see all that stuff. Like, people saying things that were just insane because they don't even know me based on, you know, a very edited clip for 5 seconds. I mean, you can see, I have all the clips on my Instagram. You can still find those from that show. And you can see on there that I'm insane. And so that's exactly what would happen times 10 if I was on The Bachelor.